Welcome, citizens. You're listening to New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. Here, thinkers and doers always have a key to the city. The mayor is in, so office hours start now.
Another week, another edition of New Amsterdam Radio. Citizens, welcome to the best podcast where we get to hang out and talk with creatives, thinkers, and doers. I mean, I say best, it's kind of a non-scientific thing, but roll with me, newamsterdam.com, knewamsterdam.com. So, well, boys, that's me, your host, the mayor, hanging out in the mayor's office as I record this. It's actually the summer solstice, which means a lot of things. I'm talking about the beginning of the summer season. Most times, the kids are not out of school already. They will be out of school. And of course, my birthday week. Hey, but before we get into why that's awesome, let's handle some housekeeping. This show is brought to you by SeatGeek. That's right. When I'm seeing concerts or sporting events, I'm using SeatGeek to get the best seats in the house that you can too. Use promo code FLOBITO. That's FLOBITO for $20 off your first order. That's $20 off. I mean, you could use that. You know how it is out there to get tickets for a show to be like, oh my gosh, I can't swing this. I'm $20 short. But with me, with my help at SeatGeek and FLOBITO, the promo code, you won't have that problem. SeatGeek, check it out. Also, New Amsterdam Entertainment, the parent company of New Amsterdam Radio, was a proud supporter of the Orlando Aces Florida Grid team. In fact, this week we have another player, Olivia Scott. We're going to hang out with her just a little bit, talk about what she's looking forward to the most in the Florida Grid League. But got that out the way. Got to say this, though. This is really a transition period for me, for yours truly. There were some projects that I didn't think were going to come into fruition, and they have. I can't wait to share them with you on this podcast in the ensuing months. If you haven't done so already, make sure you follow the show, make sure you tell some friends about the show, and leave a review. And of course, you can hit the show at New Amsterdam on that Instagram and at New_Amsterdam on that Twitter, or me at Flopo Boys. That is a lot. But I think I'm done rambling about that. Let's get into my conversation with Olivia Scott. Let's talk about what it means to be an athlete, to be able to put your body on the line and then put your brain on the line. She has a very unique day job. You're going to love it. And the dichotomy of the two. Tell me not. This is going to be one of the more entertaining episodes coming up in New Amsterdam Radio. But stick around for that after the jump. Welcome back to New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. It is I, the mayor, Flobo Boys, in the mayor's office, hang with people who are doing amazing things. And well, you know, New Amsterdam Entertainment is a proud sponsor of the Orlando Aces. If you don't know that by now, the last 2 months, I have talked your ear off about it, but I'm being joined by somebody who's actually doing the thing out there on the grid with muscles and movements and body weight and stuff. Please welcome Olivia Scott. How's it going, old dog?
This is great. Thank you for having me today.
Well, you know, thank you for doing the show. Let's start off with number one. Why would you do that to your body? Florida Grid, explain it to me.
It's fun, man. I guess that you got to have a certain personality and just what you enjoy doing. You know, the whole team, we love doing this stuff. We love getting together and practicing. Yeah. I've met a lot of really cool people playing this sport. So it's just fun. You know, it is challenging on the body. I'm not going to say it's super easy or anything, but I think it does take a certain personality type to really enjoy it.
Well, let's take a step back. What kind of athlete were you before leading into grid as a sport?
Yeah. So CrossFit, I'm sure you've heard of CrossFit. It's a huge kind of sport using gymnastics and weightlifting and kind of high intensity movements. So I have been training CrossFit for 10 years now. I've been with the Aces 3 years. And so, Taylor actually reached out to me back in 2021, asked me if I'd be interested and, chatted with her and said, hey, this sounds like a really cool opportunity. So, I do have a really interesting story on how I joined the Aces. Like to hear that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So, I don't know if you follow Rogue Fitness. So they're a really big, equipment provider for the games and et cetera. So, they were doing kind of an online challenge where it was a challenge involving rowing on a ski or a rower machine and then a certain percentage of your body weight bench press, max reps. I can't remember the exact format, but I ended up coming in fourth in that event. And Taylor reached out to me on Instagram. And, you know, I've obviously heard of Taylor Stallings, you know, really big presence in the weightlifting and grid world. And she had reached out saying, hey, are you interested in grid? And I actually kind of just ignored it, thinking it was kind of a scam. And luckily, she was persistent enough to say, hey, I'm really interested in talking with you about this. I ended up doing a kind of Zoom phone call with her, asking, hey, what is grid? What do you think my position would be? And from there, ended up joining the team. I'm on my third year. So it was kind of funny. I kind of ignored her at first, thinking it was a, a little too good to be true, but I'm really glad it was.
That has to be cool, right? It wasn't like you walked on the team and said, hey, can I join you? You're like, I was scouted. They know my worth. Like, that must be kind of cool.
It is cool to, you know, I was just kind of training on my own. Did compete in weightlifting, Olympic weightlifting for a few years. And then was just kind of training for my own enjoyment and stuff. And it's kind of cool how the opportunities do present themselves, right, with patients. So.
So let's talk about the Orlando Aces. It's one of eight teams in Florida Grid League, which seems to be the premier league when it comes to grid. Historically, there have been a little bit of an underachiever inside, but last season was pretty good for the Orlando Aces, and they had a very strong run towards the back half of that season. I mean, what was that like being a part of that, and what do you plan to apply this season as the season begins?
Yeah, it was awesome. We made it to the playoffs for the first time in the Aces history. So we were all super excited, trained really hard to get there. So we, you know, enjoyed it, enjoyed being in the moment, being there. So now we're coming back to this season, training even harder. We know where our weaknesses are, some holes we need to fill, things we could have done better in those matches. So I think everybody on the team, even the veterans, people who are repeat players, are coming back with like a renewed vigor, if you will, of, hey, we know we can do this. We've got the talent, we've got the skills. We just need to put it all together on the grid.
And what's your position on the team, and how do you help out the squad on a normal game day?
Yeah, so I'm a strength specialist. So I like to tell people they put me in to lift the heavy bars, and I get out of the way for the other people. but I do sometimes get assigned a few kind of in what we call the triad races, which is more of like a metabolic conditioning style workout. Could be anything with like dumbbells or box jump overs, something like that. So I'm starting to dabble kind of into the what we call utility player. But really my specialty is strength. So heavy barbells is my thing.
Yeah, that's cool. is there a snacking specialist? I could totally do that. If I'm that must be kind of cool that you're on a team that's on the rise. You have a dedicated role. The team sounds like they're a lot of fun. It seems to be a big family. I mean, one of the cool things I had, your teammate Archie on the show recently, talking about how everyone kind of lifts each other up when it comes to making sure everyone can power through those long, arduous meets. Sometimes two matches a weekend type of events.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really cool seeing, you know, a bunch of people who haven't necessarily known each other very long coming together. We're a family, like you said, going after one shared goal. You know, we want to win. And especially, grid matches, they get very high intensity, as you probably know. So if something doesn't necessarily go our way or not to plan, we are there to pick each other up, say, hey, we'll just get it in the next race. Move on. You know, we don't want to dwell on a bad call we feel or something in a race didn't go particularly as planned. So yeah, we kind of rally around each other, make sure we pick it up and move on.
And you said you're based in Alabama.
Yes.
And so you fly out to these events.
I do. Yeah. I live in Huntsville, Alabama. So I fly to Orlando and Tampa to play.
Woo, that must sound like, well, I'm not sure if that feels great. I feel like it'd be either way. Either it's like, oh man, I gotta travel, or like headphones on, you know, dope song in the background. You're walking down the tarmac, like, yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, it's fun. I really like Orlando and Tampa areas, so I kind of treat it as like a little mini vacation sometimes going out there.
That's cool. That's really cool. It's like you're a superhero. I have to go to work. I was perusing your social media account. Don't mind me, you know, respectfully. I saw the wakeboarding. And again, as someone from Brooklyn living in Los Angeles, I'm not getting in the water. So talk to me about that. How you got into it, how you enjoy it. And I think you have like a watercraft as well.
So one of my hobbies, I love wake surfing. I do have a wake surf boat. Got it last season back in 2022. Kind of got into it through a friend of a friend, hanging out on their boat, trying to surf and stuff. And I just love being on the water. We have a bunch of lakes and rivers here in North Alabama. So yeah, I went ahead and said, "Hey, I want one of these." I bought myself a boat. Absolutely love it. Love taking friends out there, teaching them how to surf. It's a lot of fun.
When was the moment where you realized, oh, this is going to be like something I'm leaning into?
I guess, when I was learning how to surf on my friend's boat, I said, "Hey, I could see myself doing this like every weekend. I love it so much." So that's kind of when I was like, "Well, if you love it so much, you can invest in one and share it with other people." So it's been
Do you consider yourself a daredevil then, or?
fun. So wake surfing is actually really low impact because you're going pretty slow, right? 10-ish miles an hour. So even if you fall, you're probably not going to get hurt unless you're trying to do something super crazy.
Oh, I'll find a way.
Yeah.
Don't underestimate me.
Yeah.
That's still pretty cool that you're able to have some time for a little R and R. I want to skip ahead because I usually ask all my guests this in the show, but is that something you do typically on a day off, or do you have other things to do to get yourself balanced when you have a day free from your work responsibilities?
So obviously the wake surfing season or boating season is pretty short, usually May to August, September here in North Alabama. So definitely during those weekends, I like to take advantage of that time if I have it to take the boat out, relax on the water and stuff like that. But also, I like to kind of just chill. I've got two kitties. I like to hang out with those guys and just rest, right? I have a personality type where I just feel like I have to keep going, going, going. I train really hard all week. So I try to carve out some time to really just kind of unwind and take a break from training or work.
Do you have a home gym, or do you like go out to an actual facility? Like, how does that balance? Because I feel like there's a little bit of old world nature to the body movement. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like you just do it with a couple rocks, but I could be wrong.
No, I have a home gym. Not necessarily at my house, but a gym I've been going to for 10 years. It's called CrossFit Impulse. They've pretty much my family. Been going there so long. They're one of my sponsors, so definitely want to give those guys a shout out. But they've been really supportive in that they let me use their facilities for like the practices on the weekends, right? I need a facility to go use while we do our virtual practices for the ACEs. So they've been really supportive.
Can I ask a semi-personal question about the fundraising aspect, the sponsorship aspect of being a grit athlete? I mean, it's not cheap. I mean, things from anything from tape to recovery cost money. How does that like work when you're like training your actual body to be the instrument, but then have to be enterprising enough to be like, oh yeah, please buy in? What's that like?
So obviously flights to Tampa and Orlando aren't free. Taylor and Terry from the ACES, they've been really helpful trying to find sponsors for us, kind of remote athletes to get down there, as well as personal sponsors. Like my home gym, CrossFit Impulse, they've sponsored me. Barbell Voodoo. I've got a friend who owns a nutrition store, supplement store here that where I'm from that have sponsored me. So it's really kind of putting yourself out there saying, "Hey, I'd love to promote your brand. What can I do to help you sell more product, especially product that I like?" I don't want to just go to some store and say, "Hey, I'll sponsor this product."
I'll be a shill, yeah, no problem.
Right. So it was definitely kind of making me reach out more than I'm typically used to. Kind of more introverted, right? Say, "Hey, I'd love to help you sell product in exchange for if you help me play my sport." So it's a learning development experience too.
I asked that question for two reasons. One, there's a lot of entrepreneurs in the show. And two, our typical listener tends to be women, 28 and 34, who are contemplating entrepreneurship themselves. And there's always seems to be a little bit of like trepidation of making the ask, even though your skill's there. I mean, you have proof. You have video proof of you lifting things or you're doing things, but still making that ask. Be like, no, I believe in myself. You should believe in my product or service or what I want to do. Let's work together on the business level. So I commend you sharing experience.
Yeah, and especially with Barbell Voodoo, one of my sponsors, kind of a similar story there. I kind of just reached out to them on Instagram, said, "Hey, I love your brand. I wear it all the time. I see you guys at events all the time. How can we make this kind of a working relationship?" And they were actually very receptive to that. So that was a good news story there.
Now, was it nervousness when you shot your shot? Like, I don't know, because DMs always freak me out, man. It's like, please don't get spam.
always. And I mean, I kind of said, "Hey, here's my personal email as well, if you want to, you know, take this outside of Instagram DMs, right?" Yeah. But yeah, they responded pretty quickly. I mean, they do have a good social media presence, so I think that also takes is a big factor in that.
Absolutely, going for it definitely is how you get things done. But let's think about how you get things done during the week. You are a rocket scientist. This is what Taylor said. You're actually in engineering at an aeronautical company. Is that true?
That's correct. Yeah.
okay, walk me through that. You were just sitting at your desk one day and you're just like, "You know what, this job is great, but I'm gonna go ahead and be an athlete too." Or was it like the science came first? Like, what was the first passion as you went down and we had to switch over to the other one?
So I have two engineering degrees, a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering and a Master's in Aerospace. So being from Huntsville, Alabama, you know, we are the Rocket City. So kind of naturally I gravitated towards solid rocket propulsion. And so I work for a company called Aerojet Rocketdyne. We're a leading propulsion provider for space and defense applications. And here in Huntsville, we have the defense headquarters where I work. And so I manage tactical solid rocket motor design. It's really cool. I love what I do. Super busy. So that's kind of my day job. So training is kind of secondary to that, especially when we're in season with grid. You know, I do treat that kind of like another job, right? The team's counting on me to perform and do my job there as well.
I joked about this before, but it literally sounds like you're a superhero. That's like, "Oh yeah, mild-mannered rocket scientist is a grid athlete." What? Do they know you do this, or is it kind of a secret at your day job?
So I do kind of keep my professional and grid career, I guess, a little separate. I have thought about, you know, asking Aerojet to sponsor me, but I do like having that kind of separation between my professional career and being an athlete, right?
Right.
But not to say people at work say, "Hey, I think you look like you work out," right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can't really hide it. Yeah. is it like a comic book where like two people like know the real story and then everyone else just has like theories? Or I'm so interested in this.
Yeah, some people ask like, "Hey, exactly what do you do?" And they do get like really curious. And other people are like, "Oh, you lift weights, right? You work out, it just depends on the relationship with the person at work. Some are really interested and want to have advice, and others are just like, "Oh yeah, you look jacked."
Yeah, for sure. That's always a compliment. It doesn't matter who you are. What's a misconception about aerodynamics and aerospace that most people have about your industry?
That's a good question. So I am one of two female leaders in engineering at my company, currently in the defense and analysis organization that I'm in. So I think it's cool that we're starting to see more women leaders in engineering and defense. And I also hear kind of locally in the community volunteer at what we call STEM nights: science, technology, engineering, and
math,
I believe. Yeah, thank you. So kind of going to like middle schools, elementary schools, kind of talking with students and trying to inspire more students to go into engineering.
I mean, honestly, how you do that, because every kid's different, but is it kind of like you bring out cartoon characters, or it's kind of like, how do you approach kids nowadays with infinite distractions and apps and stuff to be like, no, try this old school stuff. Math is great. You know, we love fractions.
And usually those events are like sponsored by Aerojet Rocketdyne. So I will take like Aerojet Rocketdyne coloring books, like the kids can color a rocket or something like that, and just kind of show them the parts of a rocket.
Yeah.
So some are really interested. Some are like, don't really care about that.
Yeah. I mean, that was totally me until I got an adult and I was like, what was I thinking? I should probably have paid attention back then. So we talk about your day job and what you do with grid. But that means how much time is there left for like sleep? And do you get sleep, and how do you recover? And what's the stuff happens when you're not being pulled mentally and or physically?
So I would say routine is my thing. Luckily, my day job is very kind of predictable, right? I typically work like 8:30 to 5:30, head straight to the gym, and from there probably about 2 hours of training. Like to have all my food prepped ahead of time, so there's no coming home and being starving from work and training and not knowing
Do you
how to
prep your
do.
own, or do you have a service? Like, how do you do your prep stuff?
So I have a meal prep service I use called Box Eats and Fit Five Meals. I kind of order from both of those. They're both here. So Fit Five's out of Birmingham, Alabama, and Box Eats is owned by a personal friend of mine here in Madison. So they're great. They provide kind of pre-boxed meals with the macro counts on them, super easy to track macros, because that's kind of how I track my calories and all that. So having the food ready, coming home, eating, do a little bit of mobility, and try to be in bed by, I don't know, 10, 10:30 is the goal. But it's usually pretty packed through the week.
And so I got to ask about exhaustion on both ends. So let's say it's a big project, you don't feel like training, or you train super hard one night, you wake up the next morning going, "Oh my, all my deltoids." How'd you like push through those times where you push too far on one side?
Yeah, and I'll say with training for 10 years, you start to listen to your body more. And I wouldn't call myself older, but I am 34, mid 30s. I'm starting to have to listen to my body some more, where, okay, you should probably not necessarily push through this pain today, right? So especially with like the physical tiredness, and especially when we get into grid, it is so intense. The intensity is way higher than most sports. So you're pushing 110, 120% of your capabilities. So just learning to listen to your body, saying, hey, this doesn't feel quite right today. Maybe I won't go as heavy as I really need to, but I'll still do the movement, prime the movement. So that's been a huge kind of learning point for me in my training career, is learning to listen to your body.
Yeah, you hear that, y'all? 34 is older.
Compared
Ow.
to
Ow.
some athletes, 34 is getting there. I should be retiring, right?
Wow. Well, I'll be 38 next month, so thanks. No. So what would you consider your circle to be? Your board of trustees, people you confide in, friends, family. What do you do when the going gets tough? Where do you go?
So being in the CrossFit community, I found probably my closest group of friends through my gym. Found a really great group of girlfriends that we do a lot of things together. So having those people who understand your goals, who understand what grit is, and why I'm training the way I am, that's really helpful. Having that group of people in your corner who are always rooting for you, saying how can we help? It's been great having a really close group of friends like that.
Yeah, respect. I always find once you get your fans and your cheerleaders, you're like, I could do this. I could totally do this. But I don't know. In my old age, I don't know. So before we wind this down, there's a couple of questions I like to ask a lot of our guests here in New Amsterdam. It's kind of like a lightning round, but it doesn't have to be because I'm always infinitely curious. You down? All right. So what would you say is your favorite junk food?
I really love, it's called Boom Chicka Pop popcorn, I think it is. The sweet and salty.
Yeah, the Himalayan ones, I think, or something like
Yeah, I could smash a bag of that in one sitting, I think.
that. Respect. What would you say is your least favorite muscle group to train?
I would say my least favorite movement would be like deadlifts. I don't know why they feel terrible 100% of the time. I just
Fair enough.
hate deadlifting a heavy bar. I don't know why. It's not painful. I don't enjoy it.
It's a grind. I hear you. Everyone collects something. What do you collect?
What do I collect? Well, I guess with my newfound wake surfing hobby, I guess like surfboards and boat stuff like that. I'm always shopping for like, what can I take on the boat? Like new toys to take out there. So.
So it's a good time. And do you have any destinations left on your travel bucket list? And if so, where?
Let's see. I love anywhere in the Caribbean. I've been to St. Lucia. I've been to the Bahamas. Let's see. But I haven't been to like Greece. I think I've seen those pictures. I think it's really beautiful over there. So I'd like to go there. And I also haven't been kind of in the continental US, like Mount Zion, those types of parks. I haven't been there. So I think that might be a trip we'll take later this year.
Are you a hiker or a biker or what's your flavor?
I like hiking. Yeah. Hiking. I'm not sure I would fare too well on like a mountain biking trail.
Fair enough. I'll understand you're not a medical professional or a dietitian, but if there's anything that we can do today to be healthier today, what would you suggest?
That's good. Find an activity that you like. It doesn't have to be CrossFit. You know, I am an advocate of CrossFit, but just getting moving somehow every day, taking a walk, especially for those of us who are mostly sedentary throughout the day, right? Just kind of take a break every 20 minutes to walk around your office or walk around the neighborhood for those of us that work at home now. Just find ways to implement movement throughout the day.
Yeah, a little bit helps, right?
Yeah.
Say that. So I'm so glad you're able to hop on the New Amsterdam Radio Show to talk about the Orlando Aces and the fact that you are a rocket scientist. Wow. If anyone's listening right now and they want to connect with you or even reach out to you to sponsor your future activities, how'd they go about doing that?
Yeah, definitely. So I am present on Instagram. I don't know if you'll show my handle, but it's at odawg589. So you can reach out on Instagram. Let's see, we also have, if you just Google Orlando Aces, Olivia Scott, I have a player page there. You can contact me through that or sponsor through that page as well.
I always wondered about this. Can I ask you about, so your player page has like the standard, like, you know, like arms folded, like, yeah. Does someone have to like pose you like Gumby? Like, how does that work when someone tries to get the right angle to
they get do you pose in? Us. Yeah. And I appreciate it because I would just stand there kind of awkwardly.
Yeah. Right. That's cool.
Yeah, they know how to get the angles. Yeah.
Well, I would love to hit up a competition sometime this season. So proud to help out the Orlando Aces. Hopefully we go all the way so I can say it was me. I was the reason that you guys won. Yeah. But until that time, this is New Amsterdam Radio, the podcast for creatives. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for listening to New Amsterdam Radio. Learn more about the show at newamsterdam.com. That's KNEW amsterdam.com. Until next time, this city is yours.